When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, this is Christopher Lewis, and welcome to Dating Intelligence, the podcast where we give relationship advice from dating to marriage and everything else in between, and always with the goal of helping you to continuously be the best you at all times.
So if you're looking for real life, honest, blah, 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 we got you covered. Are you reading?
I always read.
And even you though, totally threw me off.
So even though I know this through and through, hands down, for like the past 2 years, I still read it. Travis, I think we're going to have to start doing like a stock intro for us now, because I feel like
it's
at that
level. It's just too much to plan.
It is.
For the love of Jesus.
Well, but then again, I don't get Jamie's always fun reactions when we do the intro and having her mess up all the time, which is even great. Because people, nothing's off limits here. All right, guys. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode. And we're at Sticky Pod Studios. We got Travis, our producer, in the back. Hello, Travis.
Hello, Travis.
Travis, it's been forever since we've had you here.
It's a pleasure to be back.
We've had your clones back there a lot, but we haven't had you in a while, so we're very special today.
Aquí estoy para tú, mi amigas.
Oh, that's hot. I tried to give him a lap dance, but he got up.
You mistimed it.
He mistimed it. How do you mistime a lap dance? I would be sitting there forever. All right, Jamie, how are you today, girl?
Amazing, and you?
Good. I hear we got no bra on today. I'm going to share that with everyone in here today.
I forgot my bra. Sometimes it's my panties. Today it's my bra. I rushed out of the house, and I'm like, shit.
Jamie picked me up from the airport today, guys, and she's like, I'm feeling a little frazzled today. I go, why? She goes, I don't know. I didn't sleep very well last night, and I didn't make my bed. I go, I'm so with you on that. Yes. Because when I don't make my bed, my day is off. So
I said, do you mind if we go home after we tape this episode so I can make my bed? And he looks at me like, yeah, we can. And I totally get it.
Yeah,
so
because I'm going to be helping you make the bed, probably. I'm not letting you go out like that today, girl. We got this down today.
It's going to be a good day.
All right, guys, we are going to bring our guest down now because she's just too freaking cute over there, looking sassy and all that. All right, so let's get this going. So our guest today is a singer and songwriter who spends most of her time in between Nashville and Arizona, kicking up her heels and causing a stir with her amazing country vibes from state to state. With her sexy good looks and sultry voice, this girl really knows how to grab almost anyone's attention. Please welcome Cassie Jade Hansen to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Cassie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Can you say that hi again?
Hi.
It's kind of hot.
Hi.
Like how are you? Good?
I'm doing really good, and I can also relate to Jamie here today because same. I'm like, this shirt doesn't fit the right bra. You kind of sometimes have to just freeboot it.
All right. Well, she said that she's wearing petals on her boobs,
yes,
but
petals.
I can still see her nips. And I was like, you have amazing nipples.
I was like, I have to get the stronger armor ones.
Yeah. And she goes, when I go, you have amazing nipples, she goes, I know.
Yes. Thank you, I know. I love them.
I love a woman who can appreciate her body.
We all have our own parts and pieces we
appreciate, right?
Love, I could say, that's one of mine.
Yeah, I love that. I love that a lot. All right, Cassie, so you are come to Vegas to come see us because I know you have stuff going on, and thank you so much for being here because I know we've talked for a few months and trying to get this timing down, so we're really happy to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here, and I've been wanting to meet Jamie for a long time because we shoot with the same photographer, and every time I shoot with him, he's like, you know who you are a lot alike? This girl I shoot, Jamie. And so I look her up and he's like, you guys are so much alike.
He told me the same thing about
you. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I got to meet her. I'm like, I think we'll be best friends. He's like, I think you will be too. So I was like, okay.
That's why we got these great hugs when we walked in today.
She's tall and beautiful. Yes. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, guys, I think you're going to have to watch the YouTube version because Cassie's amazingly beautiful and she's like 6 foot tall. And she walked, she stood up, she had heels. I was like,
and she sings.
Oh, yes, this is very true.
Guys.
Yeah, amazing voice, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's jump into that. We're gonna get into you, but let's talk about your music first. And we're going to go backwards with you from how you got in all this. But I know that you have something out right now that just released on.
I just released a song called American Revolution, and it's on all platforms, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, you name it.
Great.
It was endorsed by a vodka company called American Revolution Vodka.
Okay.
And I wrote the song literally as a freestyle on my phone, kind of when we pulled out of Afghanistan, left all our military weapons there. And that literally inspired this freestyle song. I picked up my guitar and I just kind of like freestyled this thing.
How long did it take you?
That was one that came out.
Like instantly.
It flew.
See, I want that talent.
It was a flow.
I know.
It's such a great talent.
But I think you can exercise it, by the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure it is.
Wait, are you talking about writing or?
Freestyling. Like say you just play an instrumental and you need to like speak what comes to your mind.
Okay.
Just sing what comes to your mind. Kind of like how you're a doodler, Jamie. You always have to like either be writing words or something.
Yeah.
That's what I do with singing. I channel it.
But like, you must be recording this, right?
Because
I was going to say, how do you remember the
words? That's how I write my songs. Okay. I'll have a heightened emotion or something like that. I'll be feeling some type of way. I'll pick up my guitar, hit record on my voice memo, and then I write around what my subconscious wrote.
Okay.
You know?
Nice.
I love that.
I feel like she's feeling a song right now.
So I'll journal when I have like heightened emotion because I love to like get it out and then, you know, go back. But God, I wish I could sing.
Do you go back and reread your journal entries?
Only if it's like relevant to like I'm wondering.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's how I learn.
Yeah.
You mean so like wondering later on or like she means like you're talking right afterwards.
So like anytime really.
Yeah, so okay. The space I'm in now, I'm like still healing, you know, from my breakup and stuff. So I'll go back and be like, oh, okay, they're good little reminders.
Me and my best friend do the same thing. We also want to have a journal burning party because there's some really embarrassing shit in there, okay? Like, we'll go back and reread. That. Like, remember, like, okay, the guy we're dating like 2 years ago, we're like, let's go back to this journal. Yeah. Like, flip. Like, remember, oh my God, I can't believe that. Like, we'll compare notes and
so
stuff.
So I don't journal, but do you guys save your journals? I mean, where do you stack yours? Like in a box or something?
I have journals. From when I was 18.
Oh, wow.
So I feel like either you're a writer or you're not.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
I think so, but I also believe I don't always go back and reread my journal entries. Sometimes I'm like, okay, that was a dark time. Let's burn it.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But how do you find that time, though? If you don't read them, how do you know exactly where to find it then? Because if you have all these journals like that, I guess what I'm getting at is like, I'm sure you catalog them in a way that you know.
You know what year it is.
Yeah, they're like chronological.
This catalog's called Shithead Version Catalog. This one's called Good Times Catalog.
Like, ooh, year 20 through 23. Not good. No, toss it.
Yeah, we're not going back there. Or like I'll think, oh, I don't think that like that heartbreak was that bad. Like I got over that like that. And then my aunt will be like, no. And then I'm like, I'm going to look in my journal and see like what the feels were. And then I'm like, oh, okay, you were right, but I've already moved on past that and I don't really remember.
Or you can compare patterns in people and you're like, the same, different.
She's like, that guy, reference number 54 on my journal. You're out. You're so out. Yeah. That's so great.
And now I've started putting pictures in my journal.
Oh, that's
smart. More like a scrapbook.
God, you guys are like professional journalers, man. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love it.
So with this American, the name of the song one more time.
Sorry.
No,
American Revolution.
I want to know how you got to the vodka. Like, how did that happen and all
so
that?
So the vodka company, it actually happened during COVID. So I was a full-time gigger performer. And I started doing these like Airbnb street parties because as you know, all bars were closed. So people would like pull get their chairs on their patio. We'd find a neighborhood and invite people.
Nice.
And I would like pull up in someone's driveway, set up speakers, and I would do a block party,
that's
neighborhood
amazing.
Parties.
Uh-huh.
And so the vodka guys they're out of San Diego and in California. They have another brand called Uncle Ed's Damn Good, which is like a Ketel One.
Okay.
No sugar, but they're very environmentally friendly. And they saw what I was doing and they're like, wow, what a great way to break into the Arizona market. And so I sing at all these bars. Once we reopened, I brought the vodka into the market, and I'm also from Montana. It's also in Montana. So it was just
That's really amazing.
A lot of synergies going on.
Okay.
Even though I don't drink, a lot of my fans do.
Okay.
And it's a very clean, pure vodka. I've had all my girlfriends test it. I'm like, please tell me how bad your hangover is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, or else I can't promote it. And they're like, seriously, promote that stuff because it's so good.
Nice.
So I should have brought, you guys drink vodka?
I'll take vodka, whatever.
He drinks whatever you give him.
Oh, okay. Well, next time I got you.
She's not much of a drinker.
I don't drink.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. So. Why don't you drink?
Okay. So I don't know. I think I'm allergic. I literally can have one sip and be like, oh,
yeah.
My stomach. I don't feel good. Cancel all plans. Go to bed.
Yeah. Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, does it take you out quickly?
When
you were doing it at the
time. It's such a bummer because
was it after like your 50th drink at this point?
No,
time?
No. First of all, I could never drink more than three. Like, even when I was like training, like 21 years old, you know? But no, I'll have one sip and I'll just be like, I'll get the buzz and I'll be like, oh, this is so fun. And then I'll be like, oh, this isn't fun anymore. I'm starting not to feel good. And then I'll get hungover. Like, it all happens within 3 hours. Like, the buzz, the hangover. But it's just not fun.
Okay. So interesting.
Yeah, and I'm glad.
So you're probably just like high on life all the time. I bet you're like the life of the party with your friends, and they're like, "What the fuck?"
I'm the entertainer.
Okay.
I can't say that. It's really weird. I'm an extrovert, but I'm also an introvert. So
I'm the same.
When I'm on, but when I'm off, I'm not on. That's for sure.
I feel like she's a Leo as well. What is your sign?
I'm a Gemini.
Okay, man. Oh. I figured because
Gemini and Leos get along really well.
Because you have the same energy as we both have. Uh-huh. I feel like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Except I'm extroverted, but a little bit of introvert as well. But I love being in front of people and shining all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we all do. So that's why you give off that vibe a little bit though. Okay.
I can vibe it up a bit.
All right. Well, Travis, can we play a little bit of our new song? And by the way, guys, we are coming off the 4th of July weekend as a reference point. So this song just came out. You said the day before when I spoke to you on the phone, right?
Yes, it did. It came out the day before. American Revolution. It's a very patriotic song. It kind of just tells my story too. I'm from Montana, Arizona, and that's like the first words of the song.
Okay. Well, let's take a little listen to this one. It is kind of like a boxing intro.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You'd be like walking out with your fighting gloves.
I feel like it's a wrestling intro, like a wrestler coming out to you.
Montana, little Arizona, proud American.
Ooh, I got chills.
Thank you.
Never thought I'd see a day where we divide, where we give away our freedom and throw.
So I'm putting this on my story.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Very powerful voice.
Thank you.
Have you always been a singer?
I've always been a singer. I recently learned how to play guitar on YouTube University. Like,
how long did that take?
So, you know what? So I started singing in Arizona at Mastro's, like Ocean Club restaurants. And that was like a seven days a week kind of thing. And then I ended up I was getting really stressed out singing for so long because our shifts were longer than 6 hours. And if you're singing longer than that, covers, like, long story long, I ended up going to the dentist and he took an x-ray of my mouth. He's like, you have a tumor in your mouth. He's
Whoa.
Like, we need to figure out if it's been like, what's going on. So they took a sample. It was benign, but he hit a nerve.
Okay.
And from the left side of my face, from the nose down, went numb. So I had, with dictation and speaking and everything, I kind of had to relearn how to speak because this side was, I couldn't feel it.
Wow.
So I decided to pick up the guitar at that point and start learning. I left the Mastro's industry. It was just too demanding. I couldn't switch keys, I couldn't find my own voice because we were singing to tracks, like the actual recording karaoke tracks. You couldn't bring it up the keys. You couldn't shift the keys around. So that was difficult. So I literally went to YouTube University and I didn't do music theory. I found songs I wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, how do I play, Free Fall and Tom Petty or something like that. You know, it's like a three chord song. So I saw what they were doing and I was a very visual person. So I learned the songs before I learned music. And that's how I learned the keys.
That's really
cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's how I recommend everyone
it. That means you have a great ear.
I do.
Music,
I have an ear. And I think that's what makes people, everyone's like, oh, I can't sing. I go, why don't you think you can sing? You could talk great. They're like, oh, I go, you might not have an ear.
Yeah,
but
I'm
you
tone
can
deaf.
Sing.
Okay.
Yes, but if you could hear yourself, I guarantee we could get you to sing good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I can hear myself, and it's awful. Oh, and my kids okay. are always like, "Stop!" And I'm like, "I can't help it."
It's such a good feeling to sing, though, right? It's
yeah,
such
it
a
is.
Nice
yeah.
like
I love it.
Release.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
In the shower, in the car,
oh, yeah,
all
I'm
the time.
All that. You do. So you do.
Like, I sing all the time.
Everybody
it doesn't
does
sound
that.
Good, but I do it.
But it's for you, though. And that's, I feel like that's okay,
yeah.
right?
Just like journaling, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. All the
just
time.
Just no one reads it and no one can listen to it. No one
you can't burn your voice, though. Burn that thing. Burn it. Okay. So you started singing at what age? And anyone in the family as well? Or
no.
Just...
No, it's just me.
Okay.
My grandpa was musical.
Siblings?
Artist. I have an older brother, okay. a year older. He's in Montana. He didn't like the city life, so he's like, I'm going back to Montana. Not for me.
Got it.
But
picking up singing, though, you said
I
no
just
one...
always knew I wanted to be a singer. Like, as soon as I could talk, I was like, Mommy, I want to be a famous singer. Like, I even said the word
wow.
famous. Like, why do you want to be, like, is that, what does that mean, little kid? Like,
yeah.
But I always knew, and I actually did radio. I went to ASU. Got into broadcast radio, was on Kiss FM for a few years,
oh,
then
great.
Went to another, was a co-host, but I did morning radio, like 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah, she has the voice
that
of that,
means
too.
That she is like up at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Shoot me dead.
Well, you for sure, yeah.
And then I transferred to the nightlife of not going to bed until 3:30.
Oh.
So I had to leave morning radio.
Okay.
It's just like my body, you start aging very quickly when you don't get enough
sleep.
I'll tell you that. And
right.
you get sick. So
it's not good for you.
It's not.
I always say like
it's
sleep
not.
Is like key, like hydration and sleep.
Hydration too. I agree
right.
with that.
Well, this one, I mean, as much as you travel and everything as well, I know that you have to come up with your own regimen in order
mm-hmm.
to keep up with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you just, like you said, if you're going, it's going to catch up somehow, some way.
Absolutely.
So. I will tell my clients because they're like, oh, we need to have you here at 8. And I'm like, oh, no, you're New York time. So I need like a day or two. Like
yeah.
I'll come in at like 10 or 11, but I'm not getting up that early
okay.
because... My sleep's so important to me. So that's one thing that I try not to compromise.
Especially if you know that, you know, you're not getting to bed till later.
Right.
So you're like, I absolutely, this mathematically equation is not going to work out.
And sometimes yeah. we can't fall asleep. Like,
right.
so if I'm going back east, like, I know you guys are 3 hours ahead, but I'm not going to fall asleep until
right.
like 2 a.m.
It took me 2 weeks to get back to, you know, the Pacific Coast
yeah.
time.
Okay.
It took from Nashville.
Are you in Nashville now?
I'm not. I'll go back in September and October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm in Arizona.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
For that steamy hot sun. Well, it's not too steamy. It's pretty dry.
Yeah.
It's more steamy in Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
And then, so do you have a, did you get a place in Nashville?
So I'm looking for places right now. I
okay.
made friends with like a good Airbnb host. She doesn't charge me the extra fees and stuff. And so she lets me rent it out months at a
oh,
time.
Oh, that's great.
So that's what I'm doing now because
yeah.
just, you know, the whole hassle of, do I buy another car? Do I get a
right.
like just figuring the
all
whole
the
separate life? Do I have an alias over there?
Yeah.
Do I have a different boyfriend over there? No,
I'm she's living
now
two
she's
different lives, people.
I got bros in different area codes.
You guys are familiar. You guys are familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call it a stable. Like I have my ponies in the stable, and it depends like your vibe. Like you know, today I need the smart ponies, so
yeah.
we're gonna pull
yes.
them out of the stable,
the
ride
funny
them,
pony.
And then you put them back in. You know. And then you're like, hey, the vibe's like a stallion. So you pull out your stallion.
I like it.
Give it a ride and put him back in.
Man,
I'm
if
back
I was
into
single
this.
Guys right now, I tell you, I'm loving the way these girls are talking right now.
We're having a rodeo.
All right, so we're going to continue on this, by the way, because this is all leading up to this thing before we get into it. So our episode topic for the day is called Living Single. Being in a relationship isn't for everyone. There are many reasons why people choose to be single versus those who just are. Today, we are going to get into just how good is the single life, really? That's what we're going to talk
wow.
about. So we're going to talk about your life and your pony-driven stables
what?
And things like that.
Yeah,
I think the stable's retired.
So nice. you're single, right?
You know, I've been single for 6 years.
Okay.
What?
So, yeah.
So this is why we're doing this topic. We had a little
Look
pre-interview
how excited
today. I know, I'm like, I want to know all about this. So,
I know.
Okay, so let's talk about the reasons why. First of all, how's single life for you? I mean, you must be, I know in your music and all these things, you have so much going on. So I get why you're single for that aspect of it. But
I think it's because the job I have. So I'm on stage and, you know, I play a lot of cool places and I get that feeling of being wanted, feeling loved,
mm-hmm.
feeling desired and appreciated. And so I go home afterwards and I'm like fulfilled.
Right.
And I like my own space.
I do too.
I like my own bed. I like to trash my bathroom with all my makeup. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think I'm just so comfortable being alone, and that has left me in a situation where I'm not even comfortable dating, right. Or not necessarily comfortable dating. I don't pursue it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if someone
asks, weird or awkward, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what do I do next?
Right.
Like, do I? Yeah. So I just avoid it.
I'm like an online dater. I'll have these like, I say fake. I have these like fake online relationships, and we'll never even meet.
Okay. But that's fulfilling like, sometimes as well.
Do you get bored though? Like after me texting for like a few weeks with someone, I'm like, I'm over it.
You know what's my problem? I'll keep myself interested by going to their Instagram and seeing what girls they follow and what photos they like. I'm like, oh, we're over. It's through. I'm done.
My friend just messaged me the other day about that. She was like, hey, I noticed that you liked, he's a professional. I'm not going to even say the sport, but
yeah.
I noticed that you liked his photo. Do you know him? And I said, no, but he like slid in my DM. So I checked out his thing.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, well, I've been seeing him for like 2 months. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah. So I said, anytime he messages me, I'm not going to respond and I'll just send it to you.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's odd because he's not really following me, but he creeps my page all the time.
Totally.
So she's like, fuck this guy.
Yes. There's so many of those guys and they're so easy to read. And then I'll call them out on and they're like, they get so annoyed when you call them out. And I'm like, I'm just saying, like, I'm not even going to like entertain this idea because I can read you so well.
Right.
Wait,
right.
Why is that like, okay, so, and then let's break it down because I have another girlfriend that's the same thing. Like, remember we had Nicole Arbour on and she was like, if he's following a bunch of hot chicks, I'm out.
Yeah.
Because she's like, it's a really bad look.
It is a bad look because, okay, the people I follow are people that I admire, people I respect, people that I want to meet potentially. And like, it's not a bunch of like dudes or like athletes or like even musicians. Like if it's straight men.
Is it a red flag?
Red freaking flag.
What do you think, Chris? He thinks no.
I wasn't going to say no. Don't speak for me. You were almost close, but I'm not going to say no today.
Let's see.
I'm listening to both of you because this is like news because I'm not really good on social media and I'm thinking do I do that? And I go, no, I'm thinking of my own person. I go, I have a plethora of just different types of people on there who are my friends or things like that.
I will say though, different types of people aren't like for you. You can make exceptions if you know the person and you're like, okay, like you have a lot of girlfriends and.
Oh, I have a ton of girlfriends.
Yeah. And you can just tell that you, there's more, maybe it's a trust issue thing. Maybe it just depends on.
I don't think it's a trust thing.
Is it?
No,
is it not?
It's a vibe.
Okay.
So you know what you bring to the table and you're looking for someone to match your vibe.
Right.
Preach.
That's what it is.
Yep. Mic drop. Boom.
I don't know what just happened there. I don't know my head for a minute there after a lot of girlfriend thing. I just lost
because
you guys.
She's not doing that. So I only follow people that I genuinely know.
Right.
Well, so I'm not following like a bunch of like hot guys.
Yes. Right. And that's or what trying I'm, to get to know them.
That's why I'm saying on my personal
DMs.
Page.
Right.
That's what
that's
I do
weird.
On mine. Cause I was thinking about going, I don't think I do anything like that. And then I don't. So everyone that I follow is people that I know, or someone that I've met out who are now because we're collaborating in some sense of that. But everything else on our business podcast, our page for us is all about the influencers and things like that who are potential guests and things like that.
Which is totally fine, by the way.
Okay, good. I'm in a good space.
Yeah.
Okay.
If
Travis, what about you? Do you follow a bunch of hot chicks?
I do. Yeah.
Motherfucker.
But I like to
get out of here.
I like to subscribe to the idea that like I'm supporting my friends. A lot of my friends are hot. Which is
cool.
Oh,
no, I'm saying like girls you don't know, but they're just hot chicks.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, it's kind of annoying because when I'm on my Instagram, I don't want to see a bunch of hot chicks. I'm trying to get information or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. So no, I don't. But yes, I do at the same time. Same thing like Chris. You have a lot of girlfriends.
That are hot,
which is fine. Yeah.
Right. And it's totally different. Off of what Travis just said too, it is kind of annoying when it pulls up on your feed where you just like people you don't know are showing up. And that's why I'm glad I don't do that because I'm like, I don't have time to even read my friend's stuff on there, let alone who are these people and scrolling up. So I'm in a good space once again.
Some of my friends will tell me, like some of my married friends, they're like, Jamie, I had to unfollow you because I'm sitting on the couch and I pull up Instagram and this lingerie photo comes up and my wife sees it and is like, who the hell is that? And why are you following her?
I've had the same thing too. Okay. Like anytime I post bikini photos,
it's kind of annoying because you want your friends to have your back. And I'm like, dude, if your wife met me, she would
love me.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too. They got to be a little more
so
open.
So then I'm
case.
Just like, eh. Like, part of me doesn't even want to be friends with them because I'm like, you should have my back and be like,
true.
Dude, she's a cool chick. Don't hide me and unfollow me, but then be cool to me when you see me.
Right.
See, this is what my girlfriend does for me, because when I get on our dating intelligence feed, you know, on our social page, it's just all girls on there and guys. And so, and they're on their bikinis and stuff. And, sometimes I'm sitting like in an open space, like at the airport.
Yeah, and
I'm
they
like,
can see.
I'm like, oh, Heidi shit. Going, I hope they don't think that I'm like this. And I think that
you
way.
You perv.
I go, that's what I'm thinking. I go, I hope these people don't look as bikini. I'm like, and so I'm putting heart really fast and scrolling
and you're like
really fast.
Trying to get
I'm
through
so
it.
Well, I'm like, why am I so nervous? I go, because they're going to think I'm a fucking pervert.
Yeah.
That's why. You giggle. And I'm really not, people. I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. No, I don't get the perv vibe from you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. So that's a thing. I didn't know that was a thing, but that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
So this is how you vicariously live through people then. You have these, like, I don't want to say, like, well, it's a good thing. You have these little fake boyfriends and things like that that keep you going.
You know, how do you find them, though?
Raya? Every person that... No, I'm not on any dating websites or anything like that. It's all, like, Instagram DMs, which I think is why I'm so sensitive to... looking at guys is who they follow, because they slide in my DMs. So I'm like, if you're sliding in my DMs and all of a sudden you're following 20 new hot chicks, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Right. Good point.
I can read the equation. They're like, oh, you don't trust me. I'm like, I don't even know you, but you're right.
Or what about when they're like, oh, I missed you. And I'm thinking, you haven't even met me. Like, how do you miss me?
Right.
Like, do you miss talking to
me? I think it's like the miss the interaction with you. Some sort of.
Look at you women. Look at this.
I'm like, because I can miss somebody I've never met.
Yeah, this is true.
But you miss like the conversation.
The closeness.
Or that
I get
connection.
That you think you're building until you go to their Instagram. And then you're like, oh, shit, never mind. Never mind.
Have you ever been like really into somebody and then you get in front of them and then you're just like, eh.
Like never meeting them before?
Yeah. So you
haven't done that yet.
You build this like crazy, amazing connection. And you're like, oh my God, he's so cool. And then you get in front of him and you're like, fuck. This is a no-go. Yeah,
I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
We've like done the FaceTime things and stuff, but haven't met in person. So I haven't actually like done the stranger to person. I've always like met them somewhere before or at a show or something. But recently I've been talking to different people that I haven't met. And so that could happen.
Yeah. I'm always
afraid. Has that happened to you?
Yes, it has happened to me.
Oh my God.
So I talked to someone for like months on end. Like we would
FaceTime?
Talk until we didn't FaceTime.
At all?
Well, I know. Usually I'm like a big FaceTimer, especially right off the get. I want to see.
Yeah, but if you FaceTime, that should also be a cue, because I feel like you can get their vibe off of FaceTime.
You guys, I'm going to be honest. This was like before FaceTime was even a thing. So we were like going back and forth and for a couple months. And then I met him and I was like, there's
Were you faxing each other? Was this through fax?
What? No.
What's the full word of a fax?
Facsimiling?
Facsimile.
Facsimile.
Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by our partnership with Athletic Greens.
All right, so Jamie, you know I'm a tennis pro, right?
Yep.
So I'm on court up to 10 hours a day, and I don't really get the nutrition and vitamins that I need throughout the day. So I've always been looking for this multivitamin that I've wanted to use, and I can't find anything out there until I discovered AG1 from Athletic Greens. It has 75 vitamins and minerals and probiotic stuff in there that I need to get me energized through the day. It helps me to sleep better. It also helps me recover easier, and it's just, quite frankly, good for your healthy lifestyle. If you have a keto diet, gluten-free or dairy-free, it just works. So I'm a fan of this.
And it's one scoop in a cup a day,
One scoop
right?
in a cup a day. I put in my water bottle all the time.
Do you like the way it tastes?
I do like the way it tastes. Sometimes add a little bit of apple juice, but I love it.
So now for our audience out there, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dateintel. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/dateintel to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Trust me, guys, you're going to love this vitamin pack. It's easy with just one scoop a day in your water and you're good to go.
Love it. Then I meet him in person and it was just like...
Was it immediate? Like, ugh.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yep.
Isn't that weird? Because a lot of his photos were like probably over edited, which is crazy because this is like 15
he was
years
really
ago,
good.
Guys.
Yeah, right?
So, but he was like in that industry. Wow. So, and I was just like, and he was...
He knew his angles.
Yeah, it was just, it was bad. But to this day, we're still friends.
Okay.
He's married. So we're cool because we did build like a
friendship.
Connection and a friendship, but I was not attracted to him in person.
Did you say that right away? You're like,
no. I didn't know how.
Yeah. Right.
I was still like young and
like
figuring shit out. I had just gotten divorced. So it was like my first like dive into kind of dating.
Right. I feel like a lot of people are really good at writing and talking when because you're not face to face. Like there are a lot of Cyrano de Bergeracs out there doing this stuff,
yes.
And so
yeah.
I get that. And then when you meet them in person, that person might not know what to say.
That would be me. That would be me. I like shut down and I'm like an embarrassed little girl. Like if I'm really attracted to him, gotcha. I get shy.
No, but
if
I'm
really attracted, I can't even look you in the freaking eye.
Me neither.
I'm like
neither.
Sorry, sorry for staring at you.
So weird.
That's so funny. Oh my god.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say when you're in person, there's got to be a lot of guys coming up to you and asking
yes.
out, or not asking
do you date
out,
your
per
fans
se, but,
I mean
sorry
I wish I could
off. I get so excited
no I mean you're right yeah you're good
it's so like I love the feeling I love the affection or like you know I
you like the adoration
I like being
yes.
adored
See, I
but I don't take it
a,
any further
I swear she's a Leo
yeah
she's gotta be I want
I might have like a sun moon rising
I think so
yeah
we I mean I'm with you I love adoration I just
yeah.
I'll eat up all day long you know but once you but other than that if they ask you out or whatever what are you going to be like or, I mean, where are you at with that?
I think if I have a genuine connection, like I'm open to it now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just turned 34. I'm ready for something. I've been single. I've been like chronically single and okay. I'm aware of it. I'm like, is this a problem? Like, do I have a problem? And it's almost
you don't have any catch yet though, right?
I don't.
Okay, then it's not a problem. You're still good.
But no. I do save a lot of street cats okay. that I find, aww. You know, we'll catch them and get them spayed.
That's the gateway. She's starting the
she's
gateway.
Starting.
I don't think so. I think she just... She knows what she brings to the table
yeah.
and she's not going to settle.
I think that's what I have. And I know what my job is too. And it takes a special guy to be comfortable with their woman being on stage every yeah. night, being with the adoration and everything and knowing. But I'm such a homebody when it okay. comes to it. And that's another reason why I don't really date is because, like I said, I do my show. I have that feeling and I come mm-hmm. home and I like put on straight to sweats, Netflix and chill.
Okay.
Like I'm in Vegas. I spent most of my time in my hotel room like what like why aren't you like walking around or like doing anything cool with my best friend I'm like
I'm
alone
way.
And there's a bunch of guys that are just going to come up to you yeah. and be like why are you alone I'm drunk and I want to talk to you
yeah
you're like oh god
but also I'm sure like you're always playing you're always on stage
yeah.
you need a rest you know it's your downtime and then when do you have time to like come to a spot and just be you know
yeah.
for a minute so
yeah
but you don't have any downtime you're always like
yeah
I mean always excited and on the go
I
have
I
to
am,
slow you down
this is true she does have to slow
see
me
there
down,
there
so.
Are people that can just go I'm like I so admire that
right.
like I
yeah.
wish I had a little bit more of that in me
yeah but at the same time though I am like that when it comes to my personal business and doing work and things like that to build me up. But there's also moments where I need someone like her to go, hey, you're going out with me tonight. We're going here. I'm like, do I have to go out tonight? Mm. And when I'm home, it's like, I don't like going out. Like
yeah.
you have to physically pull me out of the house. And I can't tell you if I set plans with someone
mm-hmm.
that day and go, okay, I'm going out. Like I'm going out with Cassie tonight. All
yeah.
of a sudden, like,
text.
An hour, like there's an hour,
an hour
there's an hour before going. I'm like,
and he gets
I don't
like,
really want to go.
Same.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
me
cancel.
To a T.
Yeah.
Oh, that
so,
is so me.
And in my vibe,
but I think
I wanna
that's
go.
Okay, you guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it's okay to change our mind and be like, you know what? I'm going to stay in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like value and appreciate my friends that understand and don't put the guilt on me.
Well,
yeah, that's true.
I'm not going to name any names, but somebody just fired me as their friend actually because it's the other
what?
Day. So I'm just like, so my girlfriend's like, don't worry about it, Chris. It's fine.
You got fired as a friend?
I got fired as a friend. It's a new friend. It's a new friend. And I'm like, and he's like, you know what? We just moved to LA. We met. I thought we had a bromance and I really liked Scott. And I go,
yeah.
But you know, life takes over and things are busy. And mm-hmm. I go, I'm so sorry. I suspended him for coffee like this past Monday. And he texts me back and I go, I'm so sorry. I can't go. And he's like, you know what? I don't, we're not going to be friends anymore. I don't have time for this. So, and I was like, sorry. So I
wow.
got fired as a friend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So honestly, that's why I have a small circle because
okay.
I would get fired as a friend
okay.
as well, like too many times. And I don't want that reputation.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
I don't know why I feel
this
bad.
This is like my defensive side
yeah,
coming out. Like I want to
yeah.
beat his ass.
Yeah.
And
don't
what
talk
Jamie
to my friend
to
like
my,
that.
My girlfriend said the same thing. She's like, oh, she goes, fuck him. You don't know. I was like, but I really like the guy. It's just, if it was a different time though, it would be great, but I just don't
yeah.
have space right now.
Right.
I barely see my friends as it is. Like
yeah.
I spend no time with my friends. So I'm kind of like,
but
you.
The problem is we get excited because we want to. And we're like, yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah. I'm there. Let's do it.
That's it. It's
and then,
all good.
Then
like
we're
that.
Like, I don't have the energy. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah. Guys, we have problems. We have issues. All of us. Issues. So, all right. So
okay.
going along the lines of all this now, guys, I'm going to read some guidelines on why people might be single. So Cassie jumped on a bunch of stuff and Jamie, you said some of this as well in the past. So why people might be single. There are people who had suffered one heartbreak too many. people had become disillusioned with the dating scene. And sometimes some people are just former self-proclaimed hopeless romantics who just don't want to deal with anymore. There's people who say that they are aromantic or asexual, you know, and that's a thing, as we know. Choosing social lives and friends over relationships. I know that's a big thing, especially nowadays. I hear there's a lot of millennials and Gen Zs or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I have no, let's not get into that. But all I'm saying is the fact that
Travis.
What?
He's not paying attention to our show.
I'm paying attention. What do you want to know? Gen Z is a different generation.
Is it Gen X or Gen Z? Where are we?
Gen X is you guys.
Oh, okay. So we're.
What does that mean? What are we? Gen X.
That means you were born between like you're one generation older than me.
Is there a Gen double D's? Is that coming around?
Yes.
No, but anyway, so they're saying that, you know, their social lives. I know a lot of like these 20s and early mid-20s something people, that's all they do is spend time with their friends. And they go out more in groups now. Mm-hmm. They do things as group nows. And even if they like someone in that group, that's just more of a fun fact for them. Versus,
do they not have a gender as well?
That's probably true.
I love this woman.
You know, I do that. I travel with my girlfriends. I get really excited to like adventure with them because I don't feel like any pressure.
Right.
Yeah. But so, totally.
But guys do that. I mean, we all should do that. I feel like that should be a part of anybody's relationship. If you're married, single, whatever.
There's
some people
that won't travel without their guy.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't like separate.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I just want to just get a crowbar and pull them apart.
Yeah, I don't want to be friends with them.
No, they won't let you be friends with them. They literally don't have room for you.
This is true. Yeah.
And it's sad, but like you say goodbye when they get married. You're like, I love you so much.
Yeah. I have one friend like
Call
that.
Me.
They're just so involved in their life. They're never apart. They've been together for 6 years and I feel like I never see them. Okay. And it's just
no, and it's because if
stuffy.
They both work, they're like, oh, well, we work. And then I owe my time to my husband.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like, what are you, is this like a contract?
Yeah. Right? Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm out. I'm
Well, it's like one of our guests, she just recently got divorced, one of the guests we had. And she was like, it's kind of liberating now that we're apart because we have the kids and we can separate them and go back and forth.
Yes.
And I actually have time to myself
That's
now.
What I've heard.
Yeah. So people can kind of spin it that way.
Unfortunately, I'm a huge advocate for that because I say it makes you a better parent,
right.
Like a better partner, a better person. So, I mean, I'm not advocating for
divorce. I was going to say, let's put a little disclaimer on that. She's not advocating divorce. She's just saying that before you get divorced, you should probably just spend time by yourself and split the kids
for
up
sure.
here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like you spend time with your friends in all this situation?
So like I said, I'm not a great friend.
Okay.
I'm a great friend, but I don't have many friends.
Right.
Like in the sense where I keep my circle really small because I know I won't be able to be I want to be the best
you don't
at
get
everything.
Fired, like we
yeah,
just
I don't
want to
get that. I don't want to get the fired.
It hurts.
And I know that because I do the same thing.
Okay.
Like I have the intentions of wanting to be there and like, oh, that sounds so fun. And then like the work week comes and you have all these whatever shows and then you're like, oh man, I'm just not going to make it to your baby shower. I'm sorry. Or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you're just in a different place. And it's like not because you don't want to, but. So I have, I'd say, 3 people that I talk to regularly.
Okay.
And then the rest is just like strangers.
But those 3 understand who you are and they
yes.
and they get you, just like your friends, like you always say. I mean,
I have my 2.
Right.
Yeah.
Or it's
exactly.
just like, once again, going back to any guys that you both date because you're both running around the world gallivanting and really busy, it's that thing where guys have to really be able to handle your strength and what you're doing without ever feeling like they're getting their ass hurt. Like, I'm feeling like my butt's hurt today because you're not spending time with me. So
I think she needs someone that's going to actively, consistently pursue her.
Yeah.
And then
I'm like, nail it.
They'll get her attention. Perfect. Because guys get lazy now. So they don't want to invest the work. So you're going to have to
step it up, guys. Mm-hmm.
And also because songs get written when I'm alone.
Okay.
And that's what I do. I'm a songwriter. So I have my very few friends. And then I have to spend the time alone to have the amplified emotions and get them out and recharge. And then
But you also need the drama, Cassie.
I do. I knew, or else it gets boring and I have nothing to write about.
Right.
So you have to.
Better not write about fucking Creek, Cassie. Not write about that. I'm kidding with you because you better get some more shit
in
your life.
Yeah.
So next off, like, Street Cats.
Smell a cat.
I mean, she's been single for 6 years,
yes.
and she's writing, like, cool shit.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So. Yeah.
You have a lot going on in your life. So.
I'm excited for my next song to come out. It's a heartbreak song, and I wrote it about one of my heartbreaks and my best friend's heartbreak. It was, like, a combination of us, like, having conversations and being able to relate to each other.
Okay.
And I literally took, like, parts of her story and parts of my story. And, like, when we heard the finish, we were both just, like, bawling.
Oh,
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I admire the fact that not only do you sing and have an amazing voice, but that you write your own music, because a lot of artists, they don't write their own music.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, for me, like journaling, it's an outlet. It's, I feel so deeply, like, for example, like when the COVID stuff was happening, I think we all experienced depression or just emotional changes. But I experienced it to the point where I was so low that I was like, okay, maybe I need to get on antidepressants or something. So I went to my doctor. They're like, well, let's have you try some antidepressants, blah, blah, blah. So I started off with a very small dose, and they're like, you won't be able to, they won't even kick in for 2 weeks. So I could tell right away. It made me just straight line, like just no emotion, just like straight. And I was like, and like, I'm not knocking it, because if you need it, you need it.
Right.
But for me, that was the moment I realized, oh my God, this is a gift. Like, I feel so much, and probably more than others, or not more than others, but you know how we all have our little.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your feels are very intense.
Yeah, they're intense. So I have to channel them and not react. I have to work on responding and all that, you know, because I do feel deeply. But I realized at that moment what a gift it was, because when I started the antidepressants for a moment.
Yeah.
There was no writing, because everything was just regular.
You were numb.
You're like, oh, hi, this is life. Like, nothing felt like.
What were you taking, if you don't mind me asking?
It was, I'm like, what was it?
Wasn't Prozac?
Maybe? No, it wasn't Prozac.
Prozac.
Is there one with a B?
I think that's like an intense one. Like, B? They start with like Zoloft or.
Not Zoloft. It was like, it was an orange pill.
Okay. Oh.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I cut it in half even. I'm like, gosh, I can't even remember what it was called.
The only orange pill I know is Azo.
Oh, is that the urinary tract?
Yeah, it is.
I've had that before.
I was going to say, isn't that a cranberry looking pill?
No, this like your pee is like fucking bright orange. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, I wasn't even on it long enough to remember the name of it. But I was on it for a week, and they're like, well, you're not even on it long enough to know. Yeah. And I'm like, I know. Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah.
Have you tried microdosing?
Like mushrooms?
Yeah.
No, I've actually, I've done mushrooms one time in my life, and I was in high school.
Okay.
From Montana. So very accessible there.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
What are they growing, cow dung or something?
Yeah, they do.
Just like gather a whole bunch more.
Yep.
And the experience itself was, you know, it was my idea. I did it with a group of girlfriends and my boyfriend at the time. And I had such an intense trip that I realized drugs aren't for me.
Okay.
I was like, drugs aren't for me. But I also, like, I took way too many. I had an out-of-body experience. This is kind of messed up.
Wow.
I got really sick, too. I had an out-of-body experience. I walked out of the room where I was laying down, and I saw my boyfriend having sex with my best friend in another room.
Wasn't true, though.
It was true, but it wasn't actually happening. But when I had that out-of-body experience and I walked into the other room, I saw it visually, like, graphically. And so after the trip was over, I was like, I confronted my best friend.
Yep. Sure enough.
Sure enough.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And I would have never freaking known. But I saw everything so clearly, like all these different dimensions going on at once.
This is what they say with like the microdosing. It's because I'm visual. So it's almost like our brain, we create these slopes and we go down the mountain and we have these grooves. And then because we get in our patterns. So what microdosing does is it smooths out the snow so you can create new patterns. So it's really good for like creatives.
Right. I mean, I would be open to trying it again.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I'm just so pure or whatever. I'm like, I can't drink. It like immediately makes me sick.
I'm the same way.
Okay, cool.
So anything that's going to alter like my mind and not be like a benefit to me, like physically, mentally, spiritually, I don't want any part of. So that's why I don't drink, no drugs, nothing. Because I always want to be like my best foot forward. Right.
Yes.
But microdosing is something that I have like considered just because I feel like I'm more of a creative soul.
Yeah.
So we talked to Dan Blazarian about it. So he's given us a little information. Okay. And then just lately, like a few of my other friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually coming back again. It's like a big thing right now.
My best friend just went and actually had a meeting with Mother Ayahuasca.
Okay, yeah. So I have another friend that's like into that.
Yeah. And I think it's just such a fascinating time to hear about like different ways to release some of this trap trauma.
Yeah. Agreed. And bring out your better self.
Yeah.
I'm just so scared. What if it's like bad for me?
So you know? I'm scared because like the last thing I ever want to do is get sick. Right.
Me too. I don't like throwing up.
I hate throwing up, you guys. I don't want to throw up.
So that's the same along lines of why I'm scared. When every time I hear ayahuasca, I'm always like, all I think about is throw up.
Yes.
That's the first thing that comes to my mind. It's like, I don't want to do that. I'm sorry.
And I did with mushrooms.
Okay. So you did throw up?
Because I ate too many.
Yeah, you know how you're talking about, I'm laughing because you're talking about microdosing and how it opens up different paths for you.
Yeah.
You just hit a brick wall when you did yours. You're like,
You know,
you crashed and burned pretty fast on that.
I remember like the person who got him from
But did she really? Like,
she got her out of body thing that she needed to know.
At that time in my life, was I 16, 17 years old? Like, it was very transformational. And I like made me leave my boyfriend that I'd been dating all throughout high school.
Got it.
So it was just. Yeah, I would consider it again, but I remember the guy, he's like, okay, he's like, let me tell you something about these shrooms. He's like, I do them a lot. He's like, only take three, seriously. He's like,
but. You probably should have just taken
one. And remember, and when.
I took like the whole bag.
See, but by the way, this is why when you talk to someone, an experienced drug user, and they give you the wrong info, it's like someone telling me like, you know, okay, so I'm going to go a lighter form of that. And like, and by the way, I love my drugs people, so I'm good with my stuff. But I'm going to literally say that, like, it's someone telling me, because I don't like spicy food. So if someone goes, this is not spicy at all. But they're an experienced spicy person. I take one little bit, I'm like I need water. Yeah. It's like. There's different levels. Like, start me off with baby steps first before you throw me down loop of take three, no more than three. How many is this guy taking if he's saying no more than three then? That's the funny part about this. So it's crazy.
That's funny. My high school boyfriend, my first love, he cheated on me with my best friend too. Fucker.
What the?
I think that's a thing in high school.
Really?
Yeah, I never dated in high school.
Your boyfriends cheat on you? Like with your best friend? So you lose your boyfriend and your best friend.
Well, don't they write movies about this shit all the time? Why is it like every high school movie we see this the same through line?
I mean, I get it. We live in Montana. Everyone knows each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there wasn't a lot to pick from. Right. But,
right. Very incestuous statement.
Yeah, it kind of was. But
I love Montana.
Montana's so great. I love it too.
How often do you go back to Montana then, by the way?
You know, I try to go back in the summertime.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it is great. Where I'm from the Flathead Valley, Kalispell, Big Fork, Whitefish, Polson. And, I mean, I think we were rated fourth cloudiest area in the United States. So we had a lot of seasonal affective disorder going on because we very rarely saw the sun. But in the summertime, we had two bright sunny months, and it was the best time of your life. So I don't know if it was just like the... you know, being closed off from the sun and then getting actually vitamin D to love it so much.
Hence all the cheating, see?
But
hence those summer months. See?
Yeah, like summer I love Montana. I try to go back. The song I wrote, I mentioned Montana, so we'll probably go back, shoot the music video up there.
Okay.
Much as I can.
All right, so getting back to music now, I know the industry's changed a lot. You've mentioned something like, you know, in your next song that you're writing. CDs, albums, do those still exist
obsolete,
in theory?
Just like a fax machine, I swear. Yeah.
Okay, so people just are putting out, they're just turning out tracks now. It's like the best way to do it now.
Unless you are Miranda Lambert or, you know, someone of that capacity, Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
They say that you can't really release albums anymore. You need to release singles. And if you release an EP, you got to release the one at a time.
Okay.
To get the plays. Because people just, their attention span.
Yeah. Well, we see how we're with Netflix, like you said. I mean, we've stuff like so
fast. I almost
think
that's like a benefit, though. Because then you can put out your best stuff. Instead of people having to create, you know, 8 to 12 songs.
A theme of your life around this album. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the four songs that I just recorded. So American Revolution, a little bit patriotic. Don't. That's like the breakup song.
Okay.
Breakfast Song is a total lover song. Ode to Your Man. And then I wrote a song called Clothes Off, but I originally wrote it as Gloves Off. Like, the visual in my mind was like after a boxing match, they're like throwing off their boxing gloves and like just going at it because, anyways, everyone kept requesting Clothes Off. I'd sing it live and they're like, oh my gosh, we love that song you played last week, Clothes Off. I was like, Clothes Off? Gloves Off? And then I changed the song. Okay. I was like, oh, is that too dirty?
No.
And then I was like, it's such a fun song, you guys. It's so cool.
Ooh,
so
I have to check it out. Yeah. I'm going to write it down.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, so now you gave me another question, though. So if you're writing, like, you know, you're putting releasing one at a time, which is actually almost a better fit. What about, and you were just mentioning if someone came out with an album, you have to have this tone to it, right?
Yeah.
Do the tones change? Do you feel like the tones would change too much for some artists? Because, you know, we all, like for yourself, I'm sure you go one way, you can go another way and different things. But do you feel like a same similar tone will keep an audience more interested?
I don't know. Like, just like you were saying, because the music industry has changed so much lately, And I've never been able to put myself in a box. Like,
okay.
That's why I'm just now releasing my music. It's because I finally, A, found the right producer. I've sold songs before. I wrote a song and I sold it to ABC Switched at Birth on an episode.
Nice.
It just wasn't me. It was very bubblegum pop. And there was other hands in the pot. And I just, you know, if labels are involved and what you can and can't do there. So I really waited until I could authentically come out as myself.
Okay.
And then that song, American Revolution, I say, you know, this is who I am. And it's not totally in alignment with the industry a lot of the times. But even the people that played on it that are in the industry, I mean, they were like shaking my hand and they said, it's really cool that a woman is saying this and speaking up, even if it doesn't align with our views, because it just doesn't happen a whole lot. And it takes someone with courage and bravery. Yeah. So it's cool to see someone do it. So okay. I was like, thank you.
Okay. Now, go ahead, Jamie.
Do you shoot guns and fish?
You know, I do. I need more practice. So I was in school in a program hooked on fishing, not on drugs.
Okay.
So I've been gutting rainbow trout for a long time.
So fly fishing in Montana?
I've never gone fly fishing, but like it's the best spot for fly fishing.
Yes.
Like, all of our friends fly fish. Like it's I got all connections up there. If we want to go do it, horseback riding in Glacier National Park,
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go this summer.
Let's do it.
Okay. And then one other thing. I have to cut you off. Going back to like the clothes off.
Yeah.
How long do you hang out with someone before you sleep with them? Is there a time period or do you just...
That's an interesting question because my mind tells me different than my body. Okay. As all of ours does. My mind tells me as soon as guys get sex, they're like done. Or not done, but like...
Conquered.
Conquered. Like I read this like meme the other day that was like, once you get... It was with, I'm like, once you get effed, you're effed. Like, it's just, that's what it is. So I think if you sleep with someone too soon, yeah, you're not going to get like the soul connection that I desire. Have I done it before? Yeah.
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 But I've also like, it's been a mistake.
Right. Right.
What do you think as a guy?
As a guy, I feel like, yes, I agree with you.
You do?
But I also know, but I was also thinking something when you said, I go, but sometimes what if that guy gets, you know, they can also get hooked. You know, if it's good enough,
that's
you're
going to
get hooked, and then
that's
all of a sudden you want to create more of a deeper connection as well.
I think that happens with me also when I sleep with someone. I know that about myself.
Yeah.
So if I, like, go and sleep with them, there's, like, an 85% chance that I'm going to, like...
Create a bond.
Create some sort of romantic bond, as women do. So I'm, like, very conscious of, like, what bonds I'm creating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's an energy exchange.
It's a cord cut. Like, you have to do a whole... spirit, like I'm very spiritual too. And me and my best friend, we were like, let's write down every single guy we've ever been with from the beginning, because that was part of her mother ayahuasca journaling, because like there's this whole like cord cutting ceremony that you're supposed to do with any person that you've ever been romantic with.
Okay.
And just to honor them and honor yourself and then call back your energy.
Interesting.
I just did that recently with the last person that I was with. I had to visually like cut the cord and release like any and all ties.
Did you feel any did you actually have any like reactions emotionally, physically?
Well, maybe just because you're saying this, I ended up getting sick.
Yeah.
Like two days after.
I am goosebumping right now. I knew that you got sick.
But I didn't.
Just like I had this visual of you. Look how my skin is sticking out.
That's crazy. But I would have never put the two together until you just said it. Like I have chills.
Oh, I'm chilling right now too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it literally, made
so
me sick.
So when you do those cord cuttings, that's what can happen, is like you're literally detoxifying, or not even like toxifying, but you are cleansing your energy and their energy out, because there's this little invisible string.
Yeah.
That's so
crazy.
Then
I said, I'm going to, I was just telling you too, remember? I said, I'm going to focus on myself. Like I just, I'm going to enjoy, like, cause I love being single. Like I love my own space. Mm-hmm. I love doing what I want when I want. But as soon as I did that, it was probably like 5 days later, someone else like came
knocking at the door.
And I was like, oh my God, you're like, he's almost everything that I had like visualized.
Right. Wow.
Like in a partner, and it's still like new, and I'm not, I don't feel like I'm completely open yet, but I'm like, I've just been thinking.
That's
it's so
when it
ironic.
Happens.
But you can explore. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So I'm definitely like, I'm open to the potential, but I'm still happy and enjoying.
That's me too.
Yeah.
Being in my space.
Mm-hmm.
Right. See, I admire the fact that, first of all, like, because I know that you've been single for a minute and you've been single for a moment. A minute and a moment. I've never had.
You can say longer than that.
Okay. All right. Well, 6 years. Okay. Long time. All right. Open up the barn doors.
Oh, God.
Open those barn doors. All right. So, no, but for me, it's like, I was thinking about you this morning as I was on the plane. I was like, have I ever been single longer than X amount of time? And I have not. Like, I've been, it's not like I go from relationship to relationship. I've been fortunate.
You do, though.
But I've been, what I'm getting at is I felt like I've been fortunate to meet the right person that I want to be with for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am picky. Like, I'm not just a guy who just go, oh, let's start dating. You know, it's like,
right.
I know myself well enough. And I also visualize and put myself out there if I'm looking at you going, okay, where's this going to go down the road?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking at now. I'm looking like farther down the road.
Me too.
Okay.
That's why it's so hard, I feel like.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but for me, I felt like I'd been fortunate enough to always meet a really great girl that would be the next one that I would date versus and it's been quick.
So are you lucky? Because I feel like she's,
well, that's what I was saying. I don't
catch.
No, I feel like you're an amazing catch. So yeah.
So why has it taken 6 years for her?
Because I, okay.
Because I'm not on stage.
I know why too. I'm emotionally unavailable. And okay. So I would seek out men that are also emotionally unavailable. AKA, like, I had a phone relationship with someone for 13 years.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
And then when my therapist said, so you could have a 13-year-old kid together? I was like, wow, that really puts things into perspective. I'm done now.
That's crazy.
Like, yeah. Right. I was like, whoa, I've been comfortable with this for 13 years.
Wow. See, okay, I'm not comfortable with that. So maybe that's why, but I feel
either.
Like, so there's differences. And like, and she's right about that, by the way, going back to you, like that, you seem like you're an amazing cat. So any guy would be lucky to have someone like you. Like your energy,
thank you.
You're funny as shit. Like, you're beautiful. You have all these things going for you. You're a great catch. So
thank
I'm
you.
Sure when you're ready, the timing will be right.
And it, like I said, it's not that like people aren't knocking at my door. It's like, I gotta knock at my own door and figure out, like, why are you so, like, keeping everyone right here, you know, at arm's length?
I don't feel like you're totally closed off.
I don't.
Yeah,
either.
I'm not.
I think that it's someone just hasn't come in and knocked your socks off. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I don't see you going to the, what is it? Not the monastery. What is it? The nunnery.
No, I'm not at the nunnery.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but I wonder, though, like, 6 years, don't you want to have sex? Don't you miss, like.
Yeah, I do.
But you haven't been having sex.
Freaking honest with you, I straight up have not had sex for at least 2 years.
Okay. Because I listen well.
Don't you want someone to, like,
by the way,
you?
I'm staying at the Cosmo, and like, I was falling asleep last night at midnight, and I just heard people just banging hard, just like moaning, all of it. And I was like, this is the first time I've ever heard people fucking in Vegas.
Right.
Like, you'd think it'd be like
all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you guys experienced that before?
I have.
I was
like in Hawaii, and I'm like, I know they have a fucking baby over there. How are they fucking every night? Like, is the baby watching? Like, where's the baby?
They don't care.
There's a fire alarm, and I see them come out, and I'm looking at them, and they're looking at me, and they're like, I know she knows. And I'm like, I fucking know what you're doing.
I know your screaming wasn't from that fire, okay?
Right? Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh my God, Cassie, you've been amazing. We can run with you all day long. I know we're gonna have to cut this short because there's some other things going on. But I want, before we get you at the winding down this today, we have a question of the day for you.
No.
So you're gonna start this one off. All right, hey Christopher and Jamie, 20-something-year-old female, and have to say I took your advice from a previous episode about ghosting, which I realized I did a lot, and decided to communicate with a person instead of just doing the disappearing act. And I let him know in person that I am just not interested in seeing him anymore. He took it really well. So thank you for that. Now into bigger issues. I've realized I've been afraid of getting close to people in fear of getting hurt, probably because my parents went through a nasty divorce when I was young, and this is why I've ghosted so many. How do I allow myself to just be in the moment with someone without sabotaging it?
I think it's the inner work again with this. Like, she sounds a lot like me. self-sabotaging, and especially in relationships, I think I do it too. And I think I'd go straight for, like, the first way to self-sabotage is like the Instagram thing or social media. You look for stuff.
Yes. Right.
So I think you just really have to work on trust with yourself and with the other person. And again, there's so many red flags these days that it's almost hard to say. And I'm not sure I should be the one advising as I'm 6 years single. But
how do you work on the trust though?
You have to spend time together, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Like,
but you mentioned something, and this is going off the trust thing you just said. It's like, how you mentioned red flags. Are these your red flags, or are these somebody giving you the vibes of giving off those red flags? There's a difference. Because I know, like you're saying, if you're already creating these little stories and scenarios in your head, are you creating those red flags and not allowing those flags to go down?
That's why she said self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Right, but that's why I just want to be
So if I already have like a handbook of like, here are my red flags.
Yeah, you need to burn that book, by the way. I need
to go on the along with my journal.
Yeah. I love the color red.
Yeah, give me a big bouquet of red flags, okay? It's, yeah, the self-sabotage with just looking for things. Why if you trust them like on the phone and they seem like they have everything that you could possibly want, let me look for something that probably is going to hurt me. You know, like you just
and
go to their
you
Instagram.
Find it, when you find out it's wrong, do you say, hey, I just went on Instagram. I was trying to look.
And then
for
you sound crazy.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Then
no,
you sound,
you don't.
I don't know.
You don't say that. Okay, you keep it in the bank.
Okay.
I do. Cause I do sometimes keep it in the bank, but sometimes I'll be honest and then I'll say how I feel. And they're like, okay, that annoys me that you just looked at like who I'm following and blah, 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 blah. It's too much.
If
and
they then get defensive.
They get defensive. Then I'm like, I'm out. Like,
yeah.
But see, but that's why I was
but
asking.
But if they acknowledge, then there's hope.
And what if they laugh it off? Like I usually, when someone did, if I've had people do that to me, I just go, no, thank you for checking though, but that's not what I do.
Yeah.
How would you respond to that answer? It makes you feel a little bit more relaxed now.
Yeah,
because they're not thinking you're crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's what the response should
then
be.
Then I would ask more questions.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But as long as the guy that you know that you're asking his questions, he sits there and takes it like, what else do you want to know? And they answer him just completely honest in your eye, then that's a good person.
Yeah.
So that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's what
but
I'm
you
looking
for. But you've got to be able to put that out there to them.
Yeah.
So you hear that, sabotager? That's what I just answered that question.
Yeah.
So very
like
good answer,
it.
By the way. I love your answer, by the way.
Yeah,
so, Jamie, what
too.
Do you think, by the way?
Well, I'm kind of agreeing with her.
Okay.
Like, I think I do the same thing, like, with the self-sabotage.
Okay.
But I like her answer, like, kind of doing that inner work and being, like, okay with you first. Because whatever we carry, we're going to pass on. So until we're like completely whole, then it's kind of unfair to jump into anything else.
Okay. And off that note.
So it has to do with like a lot of self-work.
Okay. Yeah. And off of that note, the self-work, and you had said something, you know, like, and I asked you like, what about the red flags? And you said, well, no, I said, if you asked that person, if you checked and they were wrong, you said, no, you put it in your bank. That's self-sabotaging extra. So you're saving this stuff in. So why not with the ayahuasca stuff or burning off that cutting the cords shit you guys just talking about, using that and just ask the person.
The reason why is because...
Just ask the person.
Well...
Just ask the person. Sorry, Jamie. Whatever you're going to say, I'm just going to say, just ask the person.
Because when you ask... Sometimes you ruin it
and
by
asking. And I get that, but that's on them. That's not your own.
Okay.
Well, actually, it's on
it
you too.
It is on us.
Is it,
so
though?
For being crazy, girl.
The reason why you save it is because you want to be for sure.
Okay,
you want to make sure
that
you're
with.
Not like...
I'll go with that.
I want to make sure that it's not... Because typically, it's always a you issue.
Right, I get that.
So when we have like issues, it's not usually... their problem, it's our own problem. So we have to know to look, I have to know to look within myself and be like, okay, am I creating this? Is this the thing? Is this something that's going to bother me?
That I get, because then again, if the person could make you feel crazy twice at this point, because if you were wrong and he was really doing what he was doing, now you're doubly crazy.
Yeah.
So
I get that.
Then it's all about timing.
Yeah.
So then you wait for the time and then you bring it up at the appropriate time if I'm still in that space.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Timing is everything. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should bring Cassie back up for my 100% certified episode. Travis, there's an episode on that about crazy.
No.
100% certified.
Oh, no.
5150.
All right, guys. Cassie, first of all, I just want to say you're fucking awesome.
Oh,
and
thank
I just
you.
Like your music, everything, where you just you have a new fan. So,
oh, thanks,
here.
Guys.
Me too. I can't
I'm fans of yours.
Yeah, we're appreciative of you coming on our show. And
thanks,
Jamie, before we close out, I'm going to ask you, do you anything you want to plug? You got some stuff going on. I know you mentioned your new song.
Well, I'm going to have a lot of new music coming out.
Okay.
So if you guys could just subscribe to me on Spotify, Cassie Jade, you'll have the music right when it drops. So dropping a lot of songs in the next
Sorry, one
months.
More thing. For people who are across the country, like when you're in Nashville or wherever, do you have certain spots that you play at?
I always play at the W.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a big W girl.
Okay, that's
so
great.
W Scottsdale. I'll play at the W Nashville.
Right.
And just, a lot of stuff to be announced soon.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Me too.
I think we should make a trip and come see
Nashville.
Her.
I would love that.
Let's
do it.
Okay. I'm in for that. Jamie, what are you plugging?
Big shout out to Mojo Precision.
Okay.
They're based out of Vegas and they are cleaning up brass and so really helping within the firearm industry in that aspect. So
awesome.
Big shout out to them.
Great. All right. I am shout out list today, people. So, but I just want to say you can follow us at Anything Dating Intelligence and me at Fetch Sport on all social media pages and stuff like that. Guys, this has been a great episode. Cassie, thank you for coming
on. Thank you,
today.
Guys.
All right. We are out today, people. All thank
right.
you.
Way too high.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.